This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website, klausfinancial.com. It's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. From the website, you can learn all about Klaus Financial. You can also sign up. If you scroll down to the bottom there, there's a place to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a fantastic resource. You get to learn a lot about what's going on in the markets each week, a little message in your inbox, also a link to each week's podcast as well. Simply get to klausfinancial.com to subscribe. I subscribe. You should do it as well. You can also learn a little bit more about Klaus Financial and their different divisions as well on the website, klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637 for the Madison office, 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. And we are joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and Melissa Wenger. How are you guys doing today?
Great, Sean. How are you?
Doing real well. How are you doing, Melissa?
Doing good. Thank you.
Great to have both of you along. And we've got a big show this week, as always. A couple of things to keep in mind. We, of course, we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week each and every week here on the show. This week, another fantastic prize, as always. This week, a $25 gift card for PetSmart. Little tip to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. We'll do the question a little bit later on in the program. But again, just listen very closely to the show. Typically, the answer comes up, and we'll tell exactly how you can win that again a little bit later on in the show. This week we are going to be talking you and Social Security, the connection there, what you need to know about Social Security. Before we get rolling though on this week's topic, as mentioned, the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, one of the cool things we've been doing is looking back at the previous weeks and not only give the question and the answer. What was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week as well as answer?
Yeah, thank you, Sean, and thank you all those that called in last week. Congratulations to our winner, Roy, from Prairie du Sac. Last week's question was, when do annuities first come to America? And the answer was, annuities first came to America in 1759.
Fantastic. And that was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and we will do a new one this week as well. As mentioned, we are going to talk Social Security. So, of course, this show is all about retirement, and we talk week in and week out. Let's talk then about the role that Social Security plays and things that you really need to understand when it comes to Social Security and how it can affect be affected by your own circumstances, correct?
Correct. You know, what's funny is we don't really start listening to this talk about Social Security until it really affects us. I think that's the same with everything in life, right? When it starts affecting me or my family members, that's when we really start to take notice. So today what we're going to do, and we try to do this every month, we're going to focus on the if you're planning on continuing to work as you draw Social Security, what you need to know, but also when you should first consider pulling it. So the first step you're going to need to do is evaluate how much income or other investments and retirement accounts you're going to have. Mm-hmm. So on a yearly basis, how much income are you going to be bringing in through your retirement accounts, part-time working income, spousal income, and then you're going to be able to figure out the best time for you to start Social Security. So that's really important to because when your paycheck stops, what's going to start coming in aside from the Social Security? And that's what we need to figure out. So second of all, when are you going to, how are you going to know when and if you should take it? So the three-letter word is FRA, Full Retirement Age, our acronym. And so for anyone born between 1943 and 1954, you should know that your full retirement age, or FRA, is age 66. And for those born between 1955 and 59, it'll be full retirement age 66 in some months. And after 1960, it's age 67. So if you don't know when your FRA is, go to the website, www.ssa.gov. I think, Sean, you probably have a tattoo that says that
by now,
right?
Yes, I do.
It's a wonderful resource for people regarding their Social Security. You can set up a login account and figure out when you're going to be full retirement age. So the question is, if you decide to pull your retirement Social Security, what happens if you are working. So first of all, we're going to tell you taking your benefits as early as age 62, but you remember that age 62, your benefits likely to be reduced. If your full retirement age is 66, seeking retirement benefits at age 62, you're only going to get 75% of your monthly benefit. The way Social Security looks at it, early, that amount. At age 65, you get about 93% of your monthly benefit, and later on, you'll get.
Oh, Malia, your phone's breaking. What we're going to do is we'll take a real quick break because I think those are really important numbers, and we're kind of losing you a little bit there. We'll get a better connection with Malia and, of course, continue our conversation with both Malia and Melissa next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues. Don't forget the telephone number at Kloss Financial. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial and their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll break down some more of those numbers. We'll talk with you a little bit more about Social Security next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 W.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined by Malia Cuevas and Melissa Wenger of Kloss Financial, our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of information about Kloss Financial on their website. Don't forget as well, Kloss Financial's telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also, don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. CJ was here. He would describe it as a kick of the tires at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We are talking this morning with Malia and Melissa, talking Social Security, which is always a very popular topic. And Malia, you were kind of going over some of the numbers as far as full retirement age, and then of course how soon you can start taking Social Security. Some of that got cut out a little bit. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of those numbers.
Right. So let me repeat just a couple things. Mm-hmm. So of course you can take your benefit as early as 62, but you have to understand that if you're taking it at 62, your benefit's going to be reduced. For example, if your full retirement age is actually 66, mm-hmm. and you decide to start getting those retirement benefits at age 62, you're only going to get 75% of your monthly benefit. And what's interesting is most people in their minds, they say, no, I'm going to wait till I'm 67, full retirement age. But the reality, we had this interesting research that told us back in 2013 that at least 60% of retirees actually sign up for benefits before reaching their full retirement age. And a lot of that has to do with health. People mm-hmm. can't control that. But the truth is that's why we want to make sure you have all your auxiliary income ready to go as well, because you may, in fact, need it sooner than you expect.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and Melissa Wenger of Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 at Kloss Financial and the website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So let's talk about if you do take that, as we're learning, 60% from a study are taking it before full retirement age, what then happens as far as your benefit? What do people need to be aware of there?
Yeah, so as some of you may know, there can be a limit to how much income you can earn when you're collecting Social Security without the benefit being affected. If you enroll prior to your full retirement age and you're still working, the Social Security can withhold part or all of your benefit based on how much you earn during that year. You can earn as much as you want in income, really, but your benefit will be affected if you pull your retirement benefits early.
Interesting. Can you break down some of those numbers, Melissa?
Absolutely. So in 2018, early filers who were under the full retirement age and earned income over $17,040 a year, so that's about $1,420 a month, will have a dollar in benefits withheld for every $2 in earned income over that limit. For the folks that claim Social Security during the year that they're going to reach their full retirement age, but they have not yet, so your full retirement age is, you know, maybe you hit that in November of 2018. For that time period in 2018, $1 in benefits can be withheld for every $3 in earned income that goes over $45,360 for the year, or about $3,780 a month if you haven't yet reached your full retirement age, but will do so later this year. Those are important things to look at when you're projecting throughout the year. It's also worth noting that the SSA holds your benefits and keeps you from double dipping between Social Security income and your working wages. You don't lose your benefits forever. Once you cross the full retirement age, you'll get them back in the form of a higher monthly payout. And Sean, a really big number to remember here is that in 2018, there are approximately 42 million retirees receiving Social Security payments, averaging $1,404 a month, and that's about $16,848 a year.
Very interesting. Great information there. Talking with Melissa Wenger as well as Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz question of the week. This week, another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for PetSmart, and the website at Kloss Financial, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Let's talk then about a benefit of waiting until you're 70. There is definitely some interesting stuff there, isn't there?
Right. Like I said, if we can wait that long to actually collect, which most people can't, but there's these things called delayed retirement credits, or DRCs. So again, Social Security wants to give us an incentive to wait. And so in this case, they've delayed retirement credits, the Social Security Administration, for those who choose to wait beyond their full retirement age. And what happens is your benefit will increase up to 8% per year until you start taking benefits or until you reach age 70. Now, after age 70, there's no more increases. So we do run into folks who are 70 years old, they're still working, they're way past their full retirement age, and they're like, yeah, but I don't really need my Social Security. Well, there's no reason not to start pulling it at age 70. Absolutely none. You're not going to be able to leave it to someone else. Your benefit is going to be gone. If you're not collecting it, no one else is going to collect it. There's never going to be two Social Security benefits in a home that one person passes away, that benefit goes with them. So it's important to remember. So delayed retirement credits are available only to worker benefits under Social Security. Spousal benefits don't qualify, so there's no reason for a spouse intending to receive only spousal benefits to wait beyond full retirement age before making a claim. And the net impact, really, is just you're going to want to look to see what your monthly check is going to be. You want the highest as possible, but the fact is that, as I said, there's no reward for not collecting in this case. Somebody needs to collect, and depending on your circumstances, you're going to sit down and figure out, when financially do I need that benefit, and when do I need it to start?
Great information. As always, she is Malia Cuevas, also joined this morning by Melissa Wenger of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can learn plenty of information about Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. There's also a nice convenient link to the podcast if you missed part of today's program or any of the previous shows as well. Those are all available, one, of course, through that weekly Market Pulse newsletter, or of course getting to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Melissa. We will talk a little bit more about Social Security, about does it go up? Are there raises involved? And we'll figure out how your benefit is determined. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with Malia Cuevas and Melissa Wenger of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website at Kloss Financial. It's easy to remember, easy to get to. A lot of fantastic information about Kloss Financial. It's KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled KLAASFinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. A little bit later on in this segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. Another great one. $25 gift card for PetSmart. We can tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the segment. We'll have your chance to do that as well a little bit later on in the segment. Talking with Malia and Melissa this morning about Social Security and you. And let's talk then about, raises. I've heard that there are people that 9-to-5ers that get raises from time to time. It does happen in the working world. What about with Social Security? Does the amount go up at all?
Well, Sean, that's a great question. Again, that really depends. You're eligible for a cost of living benefit increase starting with the age you become 62 or the year that you turn 62. This is true even if you don't get your benefits until your full retirement age or even up to 70. The cost of living increases to your benefit beginning with the year you reach 62 and up to the year you start returning or receiving your benefits. In 2018, the cost of living increase went up by 2%. But again, I stress the word eligible because just because you're eligible doesn't mean it's going to happen. We've had a lot of years where an increase wasn't approved or there was no cost of living raise, so they say. The last 2 years we have had one. So it really all depends. And this is a really good reason why other investments are important and you need to weigh those when you think about when to take Social Security and how much you're going to pull on other investments that you've set aside throughout your working years instead of just relying solely on your Social Security and retirement.
Very good perspective there, too, to kind of point that out about the importance of having the other investments there to go to as things may be needed. We are joined this morning by Melissa Wenger as well as Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Again, the website, KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637 at Kloss Financial. That's 442-5637. Let's say, I do know people that are in this scenario where married, but no benefits coming to that individual. Is there a way for them to receive benefits or what do people need to know if they're in that situation?
Right. So it's a great question. We do have people get kind of nervous about this as they're getting closer to actually collecting Social Security. They go, whoa, just want to know, am I going to be covered?
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, in their case, they are married. So you should know that you're entitled to all of your benefit if you have one. And if you don't, to half of your spouse's benefit, whichever one is greater. You need to have been married for at least a year, and they would have to have a benefit in order for you to collect half of theirs. So again, now when we talk later on in retirement and one person passes away, as I was referencing earlier, mm-hmm. you're no longer going to have two benefits in the house. You're only going to have the higher of the two when there's only one of you left. So that might be a reason for you to wait a little longer to collect a higher benefit. If you're divorced and your marriage lasted at least 10 years, you might be able to get benefits on your former spouse's record. Usually that's only if you haven't remarried, but there are some exceptions to that as well. So both of these ideas about getting your spouse's benefit, if you're married or divorced after so many years, you really need to sit down with a specialist at Social Security and have them map it out for you because they will help you look at which is the higher benefit for you to start collecting, but they're not just going to send a bigger check in the mail just because they're nice. So you really need to spend time looking at your choices. And as I said, when one person in a couple passes away, you need to keep that into your planning so that, again, as Melissa said, your investments can help supply the difference if you get down to one Social Security benefit in the household.
And I know it came up a couple of years ago, but I was surprised. But after it makes sense, is that I don't think a lot of people are aware of the, you know, they think, well, we're divorced, it should have no effect, or there's no options there. Definitely something that may be worth exploring, depending on your individual situation. As with all of this stuff we talk about, definitely fantastic information. Don't forget about that website that Malia gave out earlier for the Social Security Administration. That's ssa.gov. SSA.gov. It's a great resource for you. Don't forget as well, speaking of resources and websites, Klaas Financials, their site, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Before we get to the Klaas Quiz question of the week, real quick, this is kind of a big one, is, of course, how do we figure out how that Social Security benefit, what's kind of the formula that goes into the determination of how much it's going to be?
Well, first off, it's good to understand that you're not automatically given Social Security because you're a U.S. citizen. In order to qualify, you have to earn 40 lifetime work credits, of which a maximum of 4 can be earned each year. In 2018, it now requires $1,320 in earned income per lifetime work credit, or about $5,280 for the full year. And then Social Security takes a look at your lifetime earnings. They adjust it for inflation, of course, and then calculate the average index monthly earnings during your highest 35 years of employment income, and that's what determines your benefit. And, of course, as we said earlier, you're eligible for cost of living benefit increases starting with the year you become 62. And then this is true, of course, even if you don't get your benefits until your full retirement age or even up to age 70.
Fantastic information, as always. If you missed part of today's show, another one that's just crammed full of great knowledge and understanding and information as well. Don't forget, if you get to klaasfinancial.com, you can listen to this week's as well as the previous show's podcast. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that website, klaasfinancial.com. It's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for Klaas Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Klaas Quiz question of the week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz question of the week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for PetSmart. This week's Klaas Quiz question of the week is this. How many retirees in the United States are currently receiving Social Security benefits? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for PetSmart. Don't forget as well, that is the telephone number for Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, Melissa, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Mitch is in for Dan next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.